Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
All right, let's also listen to Dr. Liseo Molokwane. Dr. Liseo, thank you so much. We appreciate our heritage, the heritage of the righteous. This is spoken less of, and I think also Dr. TC concurs to that. It's spoken very less of. And I'm not saying that people at times are doing that deliberately, but I think to a particular extent, there's a deliberate omission and sometimes just an unawareness on the part of those who speak on public platforms to a great extent haven't spoken about this in a while. This is what is happening. Dr. Lise, what comes to mind about the heritage of the righteous? Welcome, sir.
Hey, grace and peace to you, Dr. Ray. I trust you're well, sir. We are also blessed and highly favored. Dr. Ray, what an important topic we are talking about, the inheritance of the believers, or the believers' inheritance. Pastor Ray, let me also take this opportunity to greet our dearest family of Radio Pulpit. Let me further extend my greetings and gratitude to my fellow contributors. Grace and peace to you. Pastor Ray, a believer's inheritance is the total sum of all that God has promised in salvation, and it is primarily centered on the blessing of eternal life. It is centered on the kingdom of God, and it is centered on heaven. Pastor Ray, we read in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 4. But let me pick it up from verse 3, which says a heavenly inheritance. It talks about the heavenly inheritance, which is the believer's inheritance. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I read from verse 3 to 5. Now, if you look at this verse, Pastor Ray, and Radio Pulpit family, you will notice that this inheritance is defined as an imperishable and unfading. It is imperishable or incorruptible and undefiled, and indeed it does not fade away. So that's what we need to understand about this inheritance. It is something that happened when Jesus died on the cross. He reserved this inheritance for us. So it is important to know that this inheritance also includes being joint heirs with Christ. And being joint heirs with Christ means we have inherited everything that Christ has. We are joint heirs. What he has, we have. What he does not have, we do not have. We are joint heirs. And it is secured by the Holy Ghost. We already know, Pastor Ray, that the believer's inheritance is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading in nature. That's the nature of this inheritance. It cannot fade away. This inheritance cannot be defiled. This inheritance cannot be cannot perish, rather, because it's imperishable. And it's immune to the corruption or decay that affects everything. So almost everything that you can see on Earth, you know, gets corrupted, get decayed. It can be a building, it can be asset of any kind, you know, but the heavenly inheritance does not decay, does not get corrupted, does not fade away. That's the nature of it. And this inheritance contains a number of things, fellow contributors and listeners. One of the things that is prominent, I mean, you can't miss it. It is eternal life. The primary the most important part of this inheritance is eternal life. That's very important.
Yeah.
And when we talk about eternal life, we refer to the Zoe, the God kind of life. And it is not something, maybe I should put it this way, it is not the number of days, it is not the number of years, it is not the length of days, but the quality of life that Jesus came to give us. That's our inheritance. The quality of life that God lives, the quality of life that God has, it is our inheritance. And there's quite a lot. The Bible talks about the kingdom of God, that believers are heirs of the kingdom of God. That is James chapter 2, verse 5. And as I already said, we are joined heirs with Christ.
Mm.
We are sharing in the glory and the rewards of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, it talks about the Lord having blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This inheritance also, the Bible says, is kept secure for us in heaven. And is guaranteed by the sealing of the Holy Spirit, which acts as a pledge or down payment, if you will, of what is to come. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. Now, this inheritance is not earned, but it is received through God's grace by adoption. And this inheritance, Pastor Ray and fellow contributors, it includes inheriting the world as well as the fulfillment of all divine promises. This inheritance is extremely important, and I pray that everyone will receive this by faith, because the only way we can possess this is by faith. Blessings to you, and shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Apostle Dr. Lisiu. I really appreciate, sir. May the Father do you good and exceedingly abundantly. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this issue. We are touching base on the issue of the heritage of believers. Like I said, quite a queue of people here tonight who have voiced out our guests have spoken, and our special guests have spoken, and here's Godfrey. Godfrey, thank you so much. I appreciate, sir. Just after this, give me a while, then I'll talk to you.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando all.
Good evening. Prof. Kabamba, pastors there, Murake, and the rest of the team and the listeners, thank you so much for the topic, our heritage. Our heritage, without this time, I'll just say it's what is passed down on from the previous generation to the next generation. It is something that is valuable. Usually it's something, a legacy of the family, which makes the family strong, or a business strong, or that nation or that tribe. That's the heritage, something that they inherit. something that they usually, maybe they didn't even contribute in creating that heritage. It could be wealth, anything of value in the family, house, cattle, and all of that. But now, in our greatest heritage, I'll come to that, it's the scripture itself. This book, it's over 2,000 years old, and it was compiled, let's say, about 500 years ago together, but it's been there in scrolls. And then it survived all kinds of empires. From Babylon, it survived. It survived Persia, Medo. It survived Greeks. It survived Romans. Even now, it's going to survive. It's going to end. It's our heritage. It's something, a legacy, which our father, a loving father, left for all his children. And this book, there's no name. It's left for all. His chosen ones, and those whom he will choose, and those who will follow and cleave to the nation, the chosen nation, and to accept Yeshua. It's a great book. It's been written in various versions and languages. It shows that how powerful it is. Imagine in just a 200 year old art of some artist, Van Gogh or whoever, how much is it worth today? $400 million and so. So this book should be the most expensive book, but we get it cheap for 80 rand, 40 rand, 120 or 500. The cheapest book is supposed to be valuable. This information, because it's old, it's got all the history of all the years. And it tells us about the past, the present, the future, and why we're here, and what's going to happen. There's no other book like that. That's an heritage. Right now, we're able to walk freely and look forward to the future because we know where we come from, where we are. We know even the times. We can predict because the scripture already told us what's going to happen. The Middle East war, we are not worried because we know it's here. We know how it's going to end. Some of them is going to end up in tears. We know. We know that the money that they are chasing is going to, the economic system is going to crash. We know who's going to, how the end is going to be. So we're not worried. That's the power of the heritage that we've received from the word of the Most High. And the most powerful final one, the cherry on top, is Yeshua Mashiach, whom he guarantees that even if we're poor, we're rich, we have nothing, anything, but in the end, as long as we keep his commandments and repent and love him and apply his commandments and laws and rules, we also can inherit now the everlasting life forever. And we're not going to go into condemnation. That is our inheritance. And then our inheritance also is that I think it's in Isaiah, is it 53:4 somewhere there, where he said we shall I think our inheritance is that we're able to let me think, what does Isaiah say? All right, I'll pass on that one, but I wanted to make a point about our heritage, that we have power to condemn those who condemn us, who say anything against us. I think it goes along those ways. Anyone who put judgment of us, we have a power to condemn it, and that is our heritage. Yes, it came now to me. Thank you for that recovery. So, yeah, we are covered in terms of heritage. The worldly things are going to pass. We are promised a new heaven and earth in Revelation 21 with 12 gates. And then our heritage, we're also going to live in peace. There will be no wars. All the evil that we see, it won't be seen there. Nothing evil will enter there. So that is our heritage, the greatest of them all. Thank you so much. Good evening.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za? Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ngibonga ithuba ngibingeleleke indla lifaze ezulu ngiqale ngokubingelela ke wena mfundisi uRay ngibingeleleke nezambeli zakho ke lapho e-studio nomndeni wonke we-Radio Pulpit ngibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha isihloko sanamuhla esithi the inheritance of believers ifa lamakholwa noma isabelo samakholwa. In the Bible, the words related to inheritance are heritage and portion. In the world, inheritance is what parents leave for their children after they die. Others, they do that by writing a will. It usually consists of property, money, or investments, and can be any tangible. Mandulo abazali bebeshiya ifa lemihlambi yemfuyo. In the Bible, inheritance is including all term for something to be received from God through a promise. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 15 says, and for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called many receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is the source of all of God's blessings. Jesus received all things as an inheritance from the Father. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 says, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Believers in Christ, we are considered heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, which means we share in the blessings and promises of God's kingdom. Romans chapter 8 verse 15 to 17 says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. 17. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Believers are spiritually adopted as God's children, giving a personal relationship with him. Believers are adopted into God's family and are heirs of a rich eternal inheritance, the ultimate promise of being with God forever in heaven. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Sibe nefa elingapheliyo nelingenasihla nelingabuniyo eligcinelwe ezulwini. Our inheritance is kept safe for us. We do not have to worry of thugs and corruption. No one can steal it. Matthew chapter 6 verse 20 says, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. Amasela awangeni ezulwini. The value of the believer's inheritance will never depreciate. Revelation chapter 21 verse 5 says, then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. It's pleasing to hear the description of our inheritance. Revelation chapter 21 verse 4 says, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Kuyoba umlando ukukhahlela ibhakede, ukhwantalala umzangedwa iminjunju namahlala khona. The Holy Spirit gives us guarantee of the inheritance, making sure of our future redemption. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 to 14 says, in him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. 14, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate Babongane. May the Father do you good, sir.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Where Christ is in the heart of every message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Liberty Lewis says hi. Liberty Lewis Dumela, we greet you also. Pastor Green, I see also there. Thank you so much.
Amen, Pastor Ray. Yes, we continue. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Greetings, thank Pastor you. Ray.
Greetings.
Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Thank you, sir.
Praise the name of the Lord. I also want to greet all the servants of God on the platform tonight. The whole fivefold ministry be greeted tonight in the wonderful and glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And I don't want to forget our listeners around the whole South Africa. Be greeted in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Pastor Ray, once again, we say thank you to God for you. Thank you that you are obedient. And thank you, Pastor Ray, that we can have this opportunity to share on this platform. We give all the honor and the glory unto God. Hallelujah. For God is worthy. Thank you so much. Our topic tonight is the heritage of the believers. Hallelujah. What a wonderful topic. What a glorious topic, Pastor Ray. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when we talk about heritage, Pastor Ray, we talk about inheritance. Hallelujah. Now, the believer's heritage or inheritance is not a material inheritance. Hallelujah. We talk here about a spiritual inheritance that is from God, that includes eternal life, God's word, and also divine protection from God. Hallelujah. It also includes peace, righteousness, and joy. Praise the name of the Lord. This inheritance is really great, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. I have a verse that I want to read, that I want to talk about. It's found in the book of Psalms 119, Psalms 119, verse 111. Psalms verse 119, Psalms 119 verse 111. My Bible reads as follows, and I read from the New King James Version, Pastor Ray. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are rejoiced, they are the rejoicing of my heart. Praise the name of the Lord. The other translation say your statutes, hallelujah, are my heritage forever. They are joy to my heart, hallelujah. Pastor Ray, the inheritance of God, hallelujah, the heritage that God has for us, is far more than material things. It's a permanent possession, hallelujah. It's not a material thing that is here today and gone tomorrow. Praise the name of the Lord. The psalmist say, your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, willingly, voluntarily, and freely I have taken this, hallelujah. God's word brings lasting joy to our heart, Pastor Ray. Praise the name of the Lord. So when we talk about a heritage, we talk about spiritual gifts that God has for us, hallelujah. And God will give it to us, and it will stay with us forever and forever. Praise the name of the Lord. So we trust God and we believe that God will give us more and more. God bless you, Pastor Ray. Amen.
May the Father do you good, Pastor Green. Thank you so much. I really appreciate.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Let me give our guests 3 minutes each on this question. When you look into Acts chapter 20, verse 32, let me start with you, Muruti Muraka. It says, and now, brethren, I commend you to Abba Yahuwah and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance amongst all them which are sanctified. His word, as you said, is all that he had said, all the things that he has created. His word has brought everything into being, and he puts this as our heritage, and he also puts a yardstick. We should be sanctified, we should be born again, we should be holy just as he is holy. This heritage is not just a willy-nilly. There is a price that has been paid by the blood and through the blood of Yahusha HaMashiach. This is something to take into notice. Muruti Muraka?
Yes, sir. Indeed. I was listening to our guests, and they have really covered most of the elements of our heritage. And just to weave it together, one would say, the Son of God, Yeshua HaMashiach, is the heir. All that we are talking about as we talk to heritage belongs to him. And like earlier on I had said, while he walked here, he didn't enter into that. He didn't manifestly have it. But when he left, he said, all authority in the heavens and on earth I've been given. And even Paul testifies to that, that when he was resurrected out of the defunct, he was placed high above every principality, authority, and power, and ability. And he's been given a name that is above every other name. And he is the heir of all things, as some of the contributor said, that is in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Now, he is coming back to rule here on earth. There will be a fresh earth. There will be a fresh heaven. He will, now all these things which you have received spiritually, will be manifestly experienced, because we have all that is our heritage through him in the spirit, in the realm of the spirit, but we don't have them in the soul or the body. For flesh and blood is corruptible, and the corruptible cannot inherit the incorruptible. So how does he deal with us? Because talking just about heritage and not realizing that standard which we are talking to may make us lose this. When we accept Jesus Christ, our spirits are dealt with once and for all, and the Holy Spirit guarantees that we are having the heritage. Our souls, as per Peter, where I think it's Apostle Mulugwan who was talking to it, and Babu Bongani also did mention it. Mm. When we look at, after we have talked about the incorruptible nature, undefiled nature of the inheritance, you go down, it says, we go through fiery trials where the genuineness of our faith is being tested. That faith is the one which is going to guarantee that we have our soul saved, because we are those that are inheriting salvation. Mm. And the faith which we are using is not our faith. It is the faith of Jesus Christ, according to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 and 22, that the life which I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. If we realize that we have been donated that, and for our souls to access what our spirits have already accessed, we need to walk by faith. And faith is the substance of what we hope for. How did we come to that hope? We came to that hope through the promises that we have been given in the book, which is actually a will. And if you are given a will, you already have hope that you are going to access what you have been bequeathed in the will. Whatever we have been bequeathed in the Word of God, we access by faith right now, because our spirits have already got it. And I finish off by Revelation 21, verse 7, okay, which says, he who conquers shall inherit all things, the same way that the Son is the heir of all things. Conquer, we conquer by faith, as 1 John chapter 5 says.
Right. Wow. Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good and abundantly.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sam, let me bring it to you, Prof. And I'm looking at Acts chapter 26, verses 18. Let me give it to you just for 3 minutes. It says, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto Abba Yahuwah, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. This heritage of believers is sanctified by faith in Christ. In other words, people should take note of that, because it's one of the things that the devil would hide. And people think just by going to churches and to be called a born-again Christian would actually be setting them up for the heritage, but the conditions in the word are precision and clear. Prof, what say you?
Yeah, thank you very much, Maruti. You know, everything is about, it has to be about something that is weakened. You know, you don't know what is written about you, and there will be no attachment to it. And I heard Muruti Murakame talking about faith. And we know faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That one has to be reading the testament for him to know what is written about him or her. But the problem with the church today is somebody else is reading for us. We don't read ourselves.
Mm.
If you go to church, somebody stands on the pulpit and reads scriptures. And at a certain extent, maybe they put the scripture on the screen. But you read it, but you don't take it upon yourself as your own. And that it stays with the preaching, not with the knowledge that you're supposed to have. Because most of the time what we do, when you go to church, we always think that the one who stands on the pulpit is the most knowledgeable person. Whatever he tells us, we just say yes and amen. And we've heard nowadays even some preachers who are requesting the amen from the people. If they give me amen,
even on social media. Mm.
Yeah, it's a bit sickening in a way, because an amen cannot be given to a human. An amen goes to the Father himself, because people don't even understand the meaning of that word amen. Because when you read it in Revelation, the Bible says, the amen has told me. That means the amen is the person. When you agree with that person, then you say amen to him. And that's what else can be happening. We need to be saying amen to Jesus, because he has said something and we are connecting to what he's saying. And if you want to know what is written, as you mentioned, Ricky, there are a lot of things that are kind of being hidden. You know, when we follow, you know, if people who are honest as preachers, we're supposed to be opening up to the people that have already, who are saved already, so that there may be a channel for other people to be saved as well. But what we do is, we keep everything to ourselves, so that these people may just play a role of inviting other people to come and listen to us. But not necessarily them to play the role that we are playing in church, in a way. Because when we bring people to church, it's to equip them, so they may go out with the knowledge that is given. When they go out, they can get the same word, as I mentioned or as I said before. We need to go and express what the Father has put inside of us, so the world may also benefit. We're not saying that if you are a believer, you cannot suffer, you cannot go through troubles or whatever. We're not saying that. But the Bible has given us a way out. So you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. This is an inheritance that we can stand on and say, hey, problems might come, but I must be of good cheer, because I know the one who has called me has overcome the world. He will come through for me. And now when people are understanding that the inheritance or the heritage of the believers is to be in a place whereby you are safe, to be in a place whereby you are stable, to be in a place whereby you know the one who has called you, he will never just leave you. He has started the journey with you, he will fulfill it. You know, we need to be, you know, I always say, and I don't know, as I said before, I might be living in another planet. I don't believe that Jesus Christ will save us to leave us. Because he's not playing a game of chess with anybody. He did not ask a permission to the devil to save us. No, he saved us by his grace and by his power. Now we are in him. We are part of him. He's not going to be saying, okay, today let me just leave you a bit, play around the beach, and then tomorrow I'll come and see if they beat you by the devil, tomorrow I'll come and save you. He does not work that way. He's not playing a game of chess with anyone. He does not save us to lose us. He said, what I have in my hand, nobody will ever snatch it from me. You know, he told the Father, whatever you have given me, I kept everything except the one who has come as the son of perdition. That means he was not part of these people. He was not supposed to be part of these people, and he just came to fulfill his mission. And I believe strongly that when we understand the inheritance of believers, when we're standing with Christ, you know that we are standing in a place whereby the devil is not the adversary of Christ.
Uh-huh.
He can be our adversary, but not the adversary of Christ.
Uh-huh.
He can try to fight us, but he will never win Christ. He cannot come even get into Christ and take us out. Who's going to give him the permission to take us out of class? And only understanding the type of people who have become, what we have become, the kind of people we have become, it gives us that joy. Say, hey, we belong to the Master, we belong to the Father, we belong to the Creator of heaven and earth. And as you belong to him, nobody has the power to take us out of him. And when you start understanding the inheritance of the believers, of the righteous, you know, we are really in a winning team. We are standing all, and it's any fun.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much. I appreciate Pastor Sam.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion. Let's listen to Given Shao.
Pastor Ray, good evening to yourself and the listeners. This is Brother Given. I'm an elder at our church at Charismata Faith Mission International.
Hi.
I would like to thank you so much for this opportunity, and I would love to greet everyone in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pastor Ray, I would love to share this one point of inheritance. I think we as a church, as Christians, people who are saved by grace, we have inherited a way of how to pray to our God. Remember when you are born to your natural or physical parents, they have a way of doing things. But then when you get born again, you get a new way of talking to God. And this one thing I think we need to touch on in terms of what we have inherited from God, Pastor Ray.
Yes.
In the book of Matthew chapter 6 verses 7 and verses 8, I would love to emphasize those two scriptures there, Pastor Ray. The Bible says there, I'm going to quote it in Afrikaans, Pastor Ray. I know it in Afrikaans. The Bible says there, I say, as julle bid, gebruik nie edele herhaling van woorde,
ja,
soos die heidene nie, want hulle dink dat hulle deur al baie woorde verhoor sal word.
Hey.
I'm going to say it also in isiZulu. It says, God wakani kulega, ningathembelezi njengabezizwe ngokuba bathi bayokuziwa ngokukhuluma kwabo okuningi. So, in other words, Pastor Ray, the Bible is saying there to us, when we pray, we shouldn't pray like we were in the world, like we were taught by people, but we should pray in spirit and in truth, because God wants those people in this last day that will serve Him in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Pastor Ray, so that's one of the points I would love to share with our listeners on Radio Pulpit today, is the way we prayed. We don't pray the way we used to pray in the world. Secondly, the Bible continues in verses 8. The Bible says there, I say, Mutaniso sala vorti fand julle vader weet wat julle nodig het voordat julle hom gevra het. God toe is hy nie ngabe kwani kulega ne dan sê hy daar so sorry versus uit sê is ngakho ke xa nikhul ngakho ke uyihlo uyakwazi enokuswelayo ningacele. In other words, our Father knows what we need before we even ask Him. Ngamanye amagama, Pastor Ray, when we are praying in spirit and in truth, we ask and we wait and we make sure it is in His will. So there's another point or another way of inheritance of what we have inherited when we became born again. I hope I make sense, Pastor Ray, and sorry for quoting in Afrikaans and this is Zulu. That's how I know the word, my man of God. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah, man, you quoted quite well. Any language, as long as it's here in the land, I can hear it properly. You quoted well. It didn't offend anyone. Thank you so much. May the Father do you good and exceedingly abundantly well. That was Given Shao there. Dingane has sent a WhatsApp also. Dingane says... quotes Colossians chapter 3 verses 1-4. If then you have been raised with Christ to a new life, thus sharing His resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Psalm 110 verses 1 and two, and set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. Verse 3, for as far as this world is concerned, you have died and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in the splendor of his glory. That is Dingane there. Dingane, thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good exceedingly and abundantly. Thank you so much. I appreciate. Thank you so much. Babongane.
Sengishaya impinda ke futhi ngibingeleleke emndenini wonke weRadio Pulpit egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu. Through Christ we are forgiven and reconciled to God, enjoying peace and grace in the present life. Titus chapter 3 verse 7 says that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. An inheritance is not earned. It is given as a gift. Inheritance does not depend on keeping the law. God promised an eternal inheritance to Abraham because of his faith. At the present, the blessings of this same inheritance come to those who have faith in Christ after the excellent example of Abraham's faith. Galatians chapter 3 verse 29 says, and if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongan. I really appreciate. And of course, I think I've done all then. Let's see the final one, Pastor Green.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray. Yes, God is great. Hallelujah. God is wonderful. We thank God for this topic. Hallelujah. You know, Pastor Ray, we have this topic now on Radio Pulpit. And I know this kind of topics are the relevant topics. Because there's people that don't know this thing, Pastor Ray. Many Christians, many believers, they don't know that we have inheritance. They don't know that we have a heritage. Hallelujah. Mm. That's why sometimes when people serve the Lord, they are not on fire. You know, they are on and off, on and off, on and off. Hey. Because, Pastor Ray, if you work and you are not sure you are going to get paid, you will lose courage. Mm. And it's the same like when we serve God and we don't know all these things. We are going to not worshiping God the way we're supposed to worship him. Because we are unaware that we have a heritage. Hallelujah. That's why God said in the book of Hosea, my people are going astray because of a lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. Now, when I read in the Bible, in the book of John chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That everlasting life, Pastor Ray, is already a heritage. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm. Heritage. If you can just check the Bible and read it, everything that God gave us, every good gift that comes from God,
yeah,
is a heritage. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
And that's why I say some Christians don't know these things. And I will soon be so blessed and so encouraged if more believers can come on Radio Pulpit and learn and hear and learn more. Mm. Since I'm on this platform, Pastor Ray, I'm learning every time. Pastor Mukama and them, all the apostles, the prophets and prophetess and people on this platform, I'm really getting blessed because I hear different people encouraging me on different ways. Hallelujah. Mm. Pastor Ray, we have an inheritance. We must just hold on and not give up and press through. God bless you, Pastor Ray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. And let's come to the end of it. Let me give our guests 2 minutes each to round up. Let me start with Muruti Muraka. I'm looking at Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. We give the Father all the glory for this heritage, shouldn't we? Moreti Mraka.
Amen. And indeed, like earlier on, there is coming the fresh heavens and the fresh earth where this very glorious beings that we have been turned into will be manifest. Philippians chapter 3, verse 21. Who will transform our lowly body that they may be transformed to his glorious body according to the effectuating by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. This is Christ. And to the glory of the Father, when he comes back and we have been walking by faith, he will save our souls and our bodies will be glorified and we will enjoy everything which is our heritage, like he is the heir of everything.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And Pastor Sam, the very aspect of our heritage, this is just amazing. We must be those kinds of people who fear the name of the Elohim. I'm going back to Psalm 61:5. For thou, O Abba Yahuwah, has heard our vows. Thou hast given us the heritage of them that fear thy name. It's important to respect the name of the Father. This is a prelude to our heritage. What say you, sir? Finally.
Yeah, what I would say is that true Christians will fear the name of the Lord. Because let not us have the picture of what we see every Sunday or people who go to church. But Christians are among those who go to church. Not necessarily those who go to church are Christians. Anyone who has met Christ in one way or the other, you have that deep respect of Christ. And the wisdom of God will come from him, because it is from the wisdom that a person comes to know what is good and what is bad. It is from the wisdom of God that the person will know what to go for and what not to go for. And I believe this is the time where, as you said, everything has to be written. When people spend time with the Lord, they'll understand what is theirs and what is not theirs. Thank you.
Thank you so much. A power-packed program. So many people had sent their messages. There are others that I didn't even play, but they are acknowledged. You'll see them also on the chat room. We give the Father the glory, the majesty, and the honor. And Moruti Mraka, thank you so much. We appreciate. Next week, we are talking about true attitudes concerning our readiness. Are we ready? What is our attitude concerning our readiness? And thank you so much, Moruti Mraka. Pass our regards at home, sir.
I'll do so, and please do the same, and Pastor Kabamba, do the same. Thank you. It was really glorious. We give God the glory.
Hallelujah. At all times. And Pastor Sam, thank you so much, Prof. And may you pass our regards at home, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'll do that, and also do the same to your families. Thank you.
Hallelujah. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. It has been great. It has been wonderful. Thank you for the calls and the WhatsApps. Thank you to our guests. And thank you so much also to our special guests, Julia Mamaria Sifakwa, Dr. Barata, Dr. Lesehu, Dr. TC. Thank you very much. Those that sent in the WhatsApps, thank you so much. And those who are listening and praying for us, thank you so much. It's been great. It's been wonderful. Coming up next, it is Dr. Mabunda from Mire. It's been great. And we say, Tuda Raba.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Kunambe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.